This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We're just starting to get the full picture of the damage and destruction caused by Hurricane Helene. And it's pretty disastrous in some areas, like in the mountains of North Carolina. Entire towns flooded and are now buried under mud and debris. Ben Phillips lives in Marshall.
It's heartbreaking to everything we had in that house.
CBS's Manuel Bohorquez is there.
This area is not known for flooding. The North Carolina flood map shows Marshall with only a 1% chance. Out of more than 8,000 properties in the county, only 98 had flood insurance.
More than 500,000 customers are still without power after Helene, and the number of dead keeps rising, up to at least 225 now. Off to the escalating conflict in the Middle East. New Israeli airstrikes hit Lebanon's northern city of Tripoli for the first time early today, with more bombardment on the suburbs of Beirut as well. The BBC's Nick Beek is in northern Israel near the Lebanon border, where the IDF is widening its efforts to target Hezbollah.
There are Israeli fighter jets involved in this, as well as helicopters and obviously the artillery on the ground. So they're really looking to pummel those Hezbollah positions from the sky and from on the ground.
The FBI and Department of Homeland Security are warning domestic extremists with election-related grievances could turn violent ahead of Election Day. President Biden was asked about it when he made a surprise appearance at the White House press briefing yesterday.
I'm confident it'll be free and fair. I don't know whether it'll be peaceful.
While campaigning in Georgia, Donald Trump said,
I only can hope that it's going to be free and fair, and I think in this state it will be, and I hope in every state it will be.
The former president is set to hold a rally today in Butler, Pennsylvania, at the same site of the attempted assassination in July. New signs of a robust jobs market. The Labor Department report out yesterday showed an unexpectedly large surge in new job creation, and unemployment was down. CBS's Jolene Kent.
The next jobs report will come out just 4 days before the election, and there's a lot of global uncertainty on the horizon. The escalating conflicts in the Middle East could push oil prices higher, as well as the economic impact of Hurricane Helene.
QVC's apparently for more than just shopping. The network just signed a deal with USA Pickleball to broadcast its matches. First up is the 2024 BioFreeze USA Pickleball National Championships in November. Pickleball's the fastest growing sport right now in the country. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them, and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Solar storms may cause faint auroras across fringes of the northern United States this weekend. They may be visible as far south as South Dakota, Iowa, and New York, but the storms could still intensify or weaken in the next few days. There's a cookie scam down under. Crumble Cookies is so trendy right now. It's all over TikTok with fans showing off the cute pink boxes. It hasn't expanded to Australia yet, so when news broke of a one-day pop-up in Sydney, hundreds of Aussies flocked to the event, only to be highly disappointed.
We went to the Crumble Cookie pop-up in Bondi.
What do you think?
Do you like it?
No.
The cookies were so dry, they literally crumbled.
Was it worth it?
Terrible.
Turns out it was all a scam. Crumble says they weren't affiliated with the pop-up at all. And while they actually were Crumble cookies, they were bought in the U.S. and flown back to Sydney. So the cookies were about 6 days old. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and becoming breezy tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Nice day. A chance of storms tomorrow night, then sunny, breezy, and cooler Sunday, a high to the upper 60s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Ba 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 ba
to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
He went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As state deadlines for voter registrations draw near, new registrations across the United States are down compared to 2024, according to political data and advertising firm TargetSmart. But there are increases in certain demographics compared with 2020. TargetSmart used a combination of state data gathering and modeling and found that 2024 new voter registrations, 8 weeks from the election, were 15.7 million, down 42% from 27.3 million in 2020. The 2024 partisan lean model shows that 48.8% of those registering lean Democratic, 34.3% Republican, and 16.9% unaffiliated. In 2020, 46.7% lean Democratic, 37.3% Republican, and 16% unaffiliated. Among those new 15.7 million registered voters, there are increases in Black, Hispanic, and Asian American Pacific Islanders, and a decrease in new white voters. TargetSmart also found a slightly higher percentage of younger voters over 2020. There was also a slightly lower percentage of women, although the organization found a surge of registrations among Black and Hispanic women after Vice President Kamala Harris became the nominee. We've linked to TargetSmart's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org, where you'll also find nonpartisan resources where voters can register or check their registration. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I am a very busy working mom. And you know what I avoided doing for far too long? Getting my money organized, making sure my family knows where everything is, and what they can do if, God forbid, something happens to me and I can't manage my own money. The Securities and Exchange Commission, of all places, recommends these steps. Organize all your important documents, keep them up to date, put them in one place. Number two, tell your trusted family or a trusted friend where to find all your accounts and assets. Ideally, give one of them a copy of that list. And lastly, if you've got a financial professional, make sure they know your emergency contacts. It's not rocket surgery, but sometimes it's hard to sit down and do this stuff. I hope this reminder helps. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
Come on,
Sloopy.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, Sloopy.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, Sloopy.
Come on, come on.
Oh, come on, Sloopy.
Timeless Hits. WRJN. Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment, too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.